Hello and welcome back, guys. This is Praveer and you are listening to the Motivational Praveer Show. Are you being busy enough? You must have people around you who say, I am busy to come. I cannot do this, I am busy. I cannot go here, I am busy. You must have heard, right? Are you also one of them? Are you also someone who always keeps yourself busy in something? Now, just think once. Are you being busy or are you being productive? What is the basic difference between being busy and being productive? Being busy means you are doing something, okay, that might or might not have any results. You are watching TV. Does it have any positive result? No. It just influences your mind in a negative way. Plus, it also wastes your time. If you are busy, it means you are weak at time management. You don't know how to manage your time. See, being productive means you are doing something that is going to yield a positive result for you. Like, if I set an example, I'm recording my podcast right now. So the time I record my podcast, I'm being productive. I'm not being busy. The moment I'm listening to Digital Pratik or someone like Gary Vaynerchuk or Grant Cardone or Shark Diamond, or reading books of authors like Gaur Gopal Das, I'm not being busy. I'm being productive because I am learning something. I'm learning something that will help me in my future. So if you are busy always, you are not yielding any kind of results. If you want results, you have to be productive. See, if I set my example, to be frank, to be honest, I'd be free all the day. Within 24 hours, I'd be free for 21 hours. Okay, but the 3 hours I'm not free is because I'm not busy. I'm being productive. These 3 hours are for my shooting, the videos I shoot for Instagram, the podcasts I record, or the something extra I love to do, and not only 21 hours, it may be more, because I read whenever I be free. I listen to some people like Gary Vaynerchuk, or you can say Grant Cardone. I listen to people like them, so most of the time I be productive, okay, but I don't think I'm busy. Like, I'm whatever I do, I end up learning something. You are listening to this podcast because you have a aim to learn something. You are here to learn something. You are not just doing time pass. Chalo isne naya podcast nikala hai, dekh lete hai. But you are not like that, right? You are something like, okay, let's listen to what he says and I'll try to pick up something that can help me in my career. So that's what I'm basically saying. You just have to be busy. You just don't have to be busy. You have to be productive. There's a vast difference being productive and being busy. If you are busy, as I told you, you are not yielding any results. But you are if you are productive, you are yielding a lot of results. It's you are improving your knowledge. You are improving something that is going to help in your future. Studies. For a lot of people, they be busy in study. Like for me, it's being busy. I don't find it creative enough to study the books we get from school, because you see, there is no pattern actually. The things they teach are not quite practical enough. You cannot implement it in your daily life. But the skills you learn, suppose you learn programming, you can do it on your regular basis. Okay, you have a practical application of that in your life. You can create websites through that, you can create games, you are having an application. But these things like physics, things we do in lab, those are not applicable outside the lab, right? Yes, we know we are going to catch the ball, it's going to come through a speed and we are just pulling our hands down to slow it down. It's okay, we know these things, okay. If you go and ask a rickshawwala if he knows physics, he doesn't know, but he applies it in his regular life, right? The pulley system, the motors, etc., etc. They don't know that they know physics. You go and ask your mom if she knows chemistry, but she applies it every day. She uses salt, she uses this and that chemicals to wash utensils. So these are the things. So we never need to know the things so deeply that are not required for your everyday life. See, when you are playing cricket, would you just stay there, stand there and wait for the ball to catch, calculating its speed? The ball is coming at 20 km per hour. I have to move my hands like this and like this. You don't calculate, right? So that's the thing. These are the things that are not applicable outside the physics lab or outside the exam. So basically, I prefer self-education. The skills that are applicable in daily life. So whatever books I read, I'd be productive every time, but the time I sit for my academic studies, I find it being busy, because it's, I don't think I'm yielding any results. I might be wrong, but yes, for me it's okay. I'm not enough interested doing my studies. To be honest, when I sit for studies, I feel like I'm wasting my time. Whatever, we are just going after of the topic right now. So I was saying that you have to remain productive every time. You, if you are listening to some jokes, it's fine. You are free, you are listening to it. If you are listening to music, it's fine. You are listening to music, you are free, but you are not busy. Just remove from the mind that if you be busy, you will be successful. No, if you be productive, you will be successful. No matter, be free all the day, no, where's the problem? But if you use half an hour for being productive, use that. That half an hour will yield some results. But being busy for 24 hours is useless. So what I suggest you is be productive every time. Be productive with people you speak. Be productive with books you read. Be productive with things you listen. When you are just around productive things, you will be productive enough, and you will end up being successful. You are defined by the people you surround yourself with. So you are defined by the things you read. You are defined by the things you listen. It's okay to have hobbies, to listen songs and this and that, but you have to surround yourself with lots and lots of productivity in order to be successful. That's all. I will see you in my next podcast. Do follow me on Instagram at the rate of the Praveer Sarkar. You can find my page on Facebook. Go watch my videos. I hope you will like it. And if my podcast or my videos have ever helped you, please feel free to ping me up. Or if you have any queries, please feel free to ping me up. That's all. See you soon. Stay healthy. Keep hustling. Stay blessed. Bye.